Youth. The youth in Homer Bay County are being encouraged to adopt agribusiness to boost job creation and promote food security. Homer Bay Deputy Governor, DG, Ayugi Magwanga, expressed concerns that the youth gave the venture a wide berth, with the elderly forming the majority of the farming communities. Speaking during the World Food Day celebration at Lawanda Nyamasare Village in Mbita Sub-County, Magwanga said agriculture should never be left to the elderly alone. Many youth have a negative attitude towards farming, but I aim to encourage them to embrace it and reap its numerous benefits. Magwanga said, the deputy governor, along with county executive committee members Martin Opari and Joe Shalu, urged farmers in the county to adopt modern agricultural practices. On the other hand, modern technologies have been suggested as a potential solution for farmers to achieve higher and more quality yields. The speaker emphasized the importance of irrigation, planting certified seeds, and using recommended fertilizers in enhancing crop yield. Emphasizing that agribusiness can provide youth with employment opportunities, allowing them to become entrepreneurs and job creators, rather than waiting for traditional white-collar jobs. Meanwhile, Magwanga encouraged young graduates from various colleges and universities to pursue careers in agriculture. Thus, well-managed agribusinesses can potentially increase the earnings of young people beyond formal employment. Agriculture is a lucrative economic activity which has made many people millionaires. It enables one to have food on the table besides selling the surplus for cash money, Magwanga added. The deputy governor, who also serves as the CECM for agriculture, advised residents to diversify their crop production, rather than solely relying on maize and beans. Let us avoid over-reliance of maize and beans. Let us also focus on such crops as rice, fruits, vegetables and other crops, Magwanga said. The county government has implemented measures to support farmers, including purchasing 180 metric tons of sorghum and maize seeds for distribution. Moreover, Opari advocated for a harmonious coexistence between crop producers and livestock keepers. He emphasized the importance of peaceful coexistence among farmers, urging livestock keepers to prevent straying into crops. Lastly, Dr. Alu urged farmers to optimize their land use for maximum output. Dr. Alu emphasized the importance of maximizing land utilization in Mbita Sub-County for crop production.